Dr. Pinsky dictating a male, I'm sorry, female IME on July 5 regarding Adriana, A-D-R-I-A-N-N-A, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. Adriana Morgan is a 61-year-old male, a female who reports she was injured at work on 9-9-21. Apparently she was getting into the body of a dump truck and slipped. Apparently she cut her finger and a ring on a cotton pin slash bolt, resulting in a degloving injury to her finger. She was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Apparently she had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on her finger. Apparently she completed a course of active treatment in February 2022. As per her claim petition, Ms. Morgan's finger was caught between a ring and a pin on the truck, causing injury to her left hand, arm, and shoulder. Treatment records show she had x-rays of the left fingers on 9-9-21. There was no acute fracture or dislocation. There was focal soft tissue swelling suspected at the PIP joint level. She was then seen by hand specialist Dr. Zelouf, Z-E-L-O-U-F, on 9-10-21. She reported the injury that occurred the previous day, resulting in a left index finger ring avulsion type injury. She was seen at the emergency room in Paoli, where her wound was irrigated and loosely approximated. She complained of numbness about her index finger that was unchanged. Past surgical history included transgender surgery. He performed an exam and reviewed the x-rays. He thought a trip to the operating room was appropriate to inspect the digital nerves. He did not expect them to be completely lacerated or avulsed, but given that there is absent two-point discrimination along with a wound, an exploration is appropriate. This was going to be performed later that day. On 9-10-21, Dr. Zelouf did perform surgery to be inserted here. She evidently followed up postoperatively. At the last documented visit I have on 2/22/22, she was 5.5 months postoperative. Exam revealed resolution of the swelling. MP motion of the index finger was from 0 to 50 degrees with a lot of guarding and pain behavior. There's no motion at the PIP joint, and it is basically fixed in a functional position of 30 degrees. The distal joint is fixed in neutral. He performed jammer hand dynamometry, noting a lack of effort at all five settings with lack of a bell-shaped curve. Key pinch was also performed with lack of effort. The patient would not pinch against her index finger, but key pinch against the middle finger measured 7 pounds on the left and 10 pounds on the right. He did not advise further surgery and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. He thought she was able to return to work full duty, but she disagreed. He elaborated that her grip strength was non-physiologic and the lack of effort was obvious. The patient stated she was going to get another opinion, which he thought was fine. He concluded she has a functional finger, even though admittedly it is quite stiff. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed scarring about both upper extremities and the forearms from tattoo removal. She did have scar formation at the left index finger. On the dorsal aspect, it was curvilinear, and on the volar aspect, it was more triangular. both at the level of the PIP joint. It appeared there was some swelling of that joint, and her scar was had a glassy appearance. It appeared motion of the left index finger passively at the MCP joint was 15 degrees of flexion and 0 degrees of extension. Paired at the PIP joint, there was 10 degrees of flexion that was fixed and 0 degrees of extension. Paired DIP flexion was 10 degrees and extension was 0 degrees. Paired passively, she did not demonstrate movement of this finger. Paired motion of the remaining finger joints, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was full in all plants without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired pinprick sensation was diminished in a global distribution around the left index finger, but this was intact otherwise. Paired manual muscle testing was 4/5 for left hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired, that section is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. As far as her gem or hand dynamometry, we did rapid exchange grip, during which she demonstrated very minimal effort. Period. Impressions. On 9/9/21, Adriana Morgan injured her left index finger at work when it was caught on a bolt swipe type object. Period. She had some degloving and was seen at the emergency room. Period. She followed up with Dr. Zalouf. Period. On 9/10/21, he quickly took her to surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively concurrent with therapy. Period. Her last therapy visit was on 2/21/22. Period. On his last visit of 2/22/22, he observed several signs of symptom magnification and pain behavior. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be healed scarring about the left index finger at the level of the PIP joint. There was minor swelling at that same level. Period. She reported absence of sensation globally throughout the left index finger. Period. The index finger was not tender to palpation. Period. Both manual muscle testing and gem or hand dynamometry showed extensive volitionally limited effort. Period. This was also the case in terms of range of motion of the involved finger. Period. New paragraph. There is 12.5% permanent partial disability probable to the statutory left first parentheses index close parentheses finger. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the statutory left hand, comma, left arm, comma, or left shoulder. Period. Notwithstanding her concerns expressed to Dr. Zalouf upon release, she has been able to return to her folded capacity with the insured. Period. She does not take any pain or anti-inflammatory medication, nor does she wear any splints. Period. End.